Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve the relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to talk about today is Al-Mujib, which means the one who answers or the one who gives response. Now, oftentimes when we are reciting the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Mujib al-Da'awat, the one who answers our dua, the one who hears us and responds in ways that we may sometimes never even imagine. Now, how do we incorporate that sense of being one who answers and having that type of a relationship, knowing that when there is a request, it will be answered in the best way possible with our own families? When we think about our children, many times they are filled with requests. You know, at the younger age, the requests may range anywhere from the mundane, you know, mom, can I have candy? Dad, can I have a skateboard? To the absolute absurd, you know, mom, can I have a lion as a pet? Dad, can I have $1 million? You know, and the requests can often come in one after the other after the other. As children grow up to be teenagers and in those preteen and those tween years as well, and young adults, we see that sense of entitlement sometimes continuing and carrying over to consistent asking and an expectation of a response that is a yes. But the reality is that in each stage of tarbiyah with our children, there is a way that we need to approach those requests and a way to approach how we answer and how our ijabah or how our response will affect their tarbiyah and their development. So for example, when we have a teenager or a tween who is asking consistently for an iPhone, for an iPad, for an Xbox, for a PlayStation, for devices of technology that we seem to see to be the most requested. This often nowadays from the teenagers and the middle school, high schoolers, and even into college. What happens when we consistently say yes, yes, yes? And what happens when we consistently say no, no, no? Both extremes are extremes that can send our children into the wrong direction. We want to ensure that our responses to our children are balanced, that there is a sense of moderation in everything that we do. So when our child requests something that is absurd or that we know is not beneficial for them, this is where we have to recognize and realize that there are boundaries and that our children need those boundaries. And sometimes, depending on the stage of tarbiyah, the boundary may not be something they understand, but it does have to be something that they accept. But within those boundaries, again, there needs to be that sense of moderation. So if we're raising our children where everything they ask for is haram, 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 then we're going to raise them to fear the deen or to feel that there are so many restrictions. But if we are raising them with alternatives and possibilities and an explanation that there is so much more halal than haram in our deen, then we grow a sense of love and respect within the hearts of our children for the deen. How do we know what to answer? How do we know how to respond? It begins with listening. It begins with understanding our children from a young age. When they enter our cars after school pickup and they're bubbling with words and things that they want to share, this is the point where we need to listen and answer accordingly. And as they get older, and maybe they're a little bit more reticent, they're not as easily willing to share, we need to learn what to ask in order to get the right answers from them. And as they continue to grow, this is where we shift the focus to, rather than us being the consistent disciplinarian, to opening the door to allowing our children to make the right choices with our guidance, to make the choices that we have hopefully taught them throughout the process. And in this way, we become the parent who is able to give the correct answer, to give the correct response. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mujib, allows us to be to have that confidence in terms of our parenting, to have that ability, to have that knowledge, and to have that connection to Him, inshallah, in our responses, in giving our own ijabat to our children as we raise them to be hopefully the best version of themselves that they can be. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.